This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In today's show, cryptocurrencies gain legal status in Texas as new law takes effect. That's right. Texas becomes the latest U.S. state to adopt crypto and blockchain technology. Under its commercial law, the Texas House Bills 1576 and 4474 passed in May by the state's Congress and in June by Governor Greg Abbott and officially makes crypto legal in Texas effective as of September 2021. And as on-chain analyst William Clemente shares here, feels like a massive green candle is coming for Bitcoin soon. Let's go BTC. And as Dan Held shares, altcoins waiting to see what Bitcoin will do next. Also in today's show, from $250 billion to $2.35 trillion will be taken look at the top 10 crypto market cap shifts over the past 2 years. That's right, starting with 2019, and we'll also take a look at 2020 in comparison today. Also in today's show, Ethereum is dragging other crypto assets higher, according to Chainalysis CEO, and he explains why. That's right, and as you can see, according to DeFi Pulse, 120 of the largest DeFi platforms reside on Ethereum, highlighting the correlation between the emerging crypto subsector and the leading smart contract protocol. They also show the total value locked in decentralized finance is currently at an all-time high, closing in on $100 billion. Also in today's show, Bitcoin price to skyrocket to $100,000 by the end of this year, according to the Chainalysis CEO, Michael Groninger, who shared in a recent Bloomberg interview, "I think we are still in the bull market. I think we can see above $100,000 by the end of the year, so I would be bullish on that as well. And long term, I would probably usually say the moon is the limit, but we can go beyond that as well." We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market as well as the price actions from the top cryptocurrencies. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we? All right. Welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? I hope you're enjoying your weekend. As usual, we have a lot to cover, so let's just dive right in. Texas becomes the latest U.S. state to adopt crypto and blockchain technology under its commercial law. House Bill 1576 focuses on the creation of a working group that oversees the expansion of the blockchain industry in the state of Texas. In developing the master plan, the work group shall identify economic growth and development opportunities presented by blockchain technology and make any legislative recommendations that will help promote innovation and economic growth by reducing barriers and to expediting the expansion of the state's blockchain industry. House Bill 4474 adds the definition of the term virtual currency into the state's Uniform Commercial Code, the set of laws that governs business transactions in Texas, Section 9.102, Business and Commerce Code, is amended by adding subsection 29-A, which reads as follows: virtual currency means a digital representation of value that functions as a medium of exchange, unit of account, and or store of value, and is often secured using blockchain technology. And in a new interview by Cointelegraph, Lee Bratcher, the president of the Texas Blockchain Council, said that House Bill 4474 allows institutional investors to get involved with sizable investments. So there you have it. Let the mass Bitcoin adoption continue. And as pointed out here, just two more nights until El Salvador goes on a Bitcoin standard. And to celebrate, let's all buy $30 of BTC on Tuesday to celebrate Bitcoin becoming legal tender in El Salvador. Let's do it and let's freaking go. And I think that's so generous of their government to give $30 to every citizen of El Salvador to help usher in this mass adoption. And as Juan Clemente shares here, feels like a massive green candle is coming for Bitcoin soon. I can feel it in my loins as well. And as Dan Held shares, altcoins waiting to see what Bitcoin will do next. That's right. What will break out first? Will it be the alts or Bitcoin? Holla at your boy. And checking out some of the responses, on-chain analyst Willy Wu wrote, but I think this meme is saying Bitcoin and alts are a cult. Bitcoin is about to stop and go home. And regarding the altcoins, the on-chain analyst shares, it's Bitcoin that I focus on as that has the biggest and far-reaching impact that I can get behind the redefinition of global money. I don't hate on alts either. I like the innovations in that sector. I think of them as technology platforms, not money. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree with the on-chain analyst. And before I break down our next story of the day, from $250 billion to $2.35 trillion, we take a look at the top 10 crypto market cap shifts over the past 2 years, as well as Ethereum dragging other crypto assets higher, according to Chainalysis CEO, as well as the Bitcoin price skyrocketing to six figures before the end of this year. But first, let's take a quick look at the top cryptocurrencies. We can see Bitcoin trading just under $50,200, up 3.46% in the past 7 days. We have Ethereum trading just under $4,000, up a whopping 23% for the week. ADA Cardano trading at $2.86, down 2% for the day. And Binance Coin down 2%, trading just under $500. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. While the crypto economy is worth more than $2.35 trillion, there's a variety of new cryptos that have claimed top 10 positions in terms of market cap in recent times. 2 years ago, the top 10 crypto assets by market cap looked a lot different than today. And things have also changed a great deal in the past 12 months. Now, how many of you were around back in 2019 and remember the top 10 cryptos? Holla at your boy. Now let's break it down. And since the crypto assets inception, Bitcoin has held the largest market valuation out of all the altcoins in existence, and no other digital currency has ever taken its top pole position. We know that the crypto economy is valued at more than $2.3 trillion. And out of the 10,000 plus cryptos, dominance levels are constantly changing. Top 10 shifts are happening, and the top 10 crypto asset positions in terms of valuation have changed a great deal last year and the year before. At the end of August 2019, Bitcoin held the top position but only had a market valuation of around $181 billion. That's right. And today, Bitcoin has an overall market valuation of $929 billion, or 413% more than it was back in August of 2019. And that same summer, Ethereum was the second largest crypto asset by market cap with just over $20 billion. And today, Ethereum has an overall valuation of around $443 billion, which is a whopping 2,115% increase in just 2 years. That's right. How many of you are bullish on Ethereum? Holla at your boy. And right here, you can see as of August of 2019, the top 10 cryptos along with their market caps. And in August of 2019, XRP held the third largest crypto valuation with an $11 billion market cap. The market cap has increased by 427%, but XRP now holds the sixth largest position in terms of valuation among the top 10. Bitcoin Cash was the fourth largest crypto cap in the late summer of 2019 with an overall valuation of $5 billion. And today it's $12.4 billion, which is an increase of 148%. And Bitcoin Cash is now in the 15th position in terms of market valuation. And Miss Litecoin held the fifth biggest market with $4 billion 2 years ago. But today, Litecoin is in the 16th position. Now, Binance Coin managed to move up from its sixth position that year as it now holds the fourth largest crypto market valuation today. Then we have Tether USDT moved up from 2 years ago when it was in the seventh position. And today, it's in the fifth position. Tether is still the most valuable stablecoin, has been for the last 2 years in a row. EOS was in the eighth position back in 2019. And today, EOS has slid all the way down to the 35th position in terms a market cap. And Satoshi Vision was in 9th place in 2019, and Stellar Lumens, XLM, held the 10th position in August the same year. Satoshi Vision has plummeted literally to the 52nd position in terms of market cap, and Stellar Lumens is now the 22nd largest crypto asset. Satoshi Vision had a $2.3 billion market cap back then, and it has improved just a tiny bit, 34.78% to today's $3.1 billion. And Stellar Lumens had a $1.4 billion market valuation, while today it's $8.5 billion, gaining 507%. Now let's discuss the top 10 crypto assets a year later in August 2020, where things were also different. Bitcoin and Ethereum held the first and second position, with XRP really close to being overtaken by Tether. That year, XRP held that third position with a $12 billion market cap, and USDT was around $10 billion in August of 2020. And at the same time, Satoshi Vision, Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin, and Binance Coin remained top 10 contenders. Meanwhile, Chainlink, the missing link of the blockchain, held the fifth largest market cap with a $5.7 billion valuation, and Link is now the 12th largest coin by market cap with $13.5 billion today, as you can see right here. Also, Crypto.com, better known as CRO, was in the 9th position in August of 2020 with a $3.5 billion market cap, and CRO is sitting at the 43rd position today with a $4.1 billion market cap. It's interesting to note that the top 10 coins in 2021 have market caps of over $20 billion, while in August of 2020 only 5 coins had market caps over $10 billion, and in 2019, only 3 coins were over $10 billion. CRO and Satoshi Vision have seen very little increases in market valuation in 2 years, while other markets have seen much larger gains. Moreover, coins like Dogecoin, Solana, Cardano, Polkadot, and USD Coin are all newcomers as far as the top 10 cryptos are concerned. Solana is up more than 19% in 24 hours and recently flipped Dogecoin in terms of market cap. That's right, Solana is up over 100x this year, meaning if you would have invested just $100 into SOL, it'd now be worth $10,000. Pretty crazy, eh? And before I break down our next story of the day, Ethereum is dragging other crypto assets higher, according to Chainalysis CEO, and he explains why, as well as the Bitcoin price skyrocketing to 6 figures by the end of this year. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $2.3 trillion, with about $119 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, and the current Bitcoin dominance is 41.2%, with the Ether dominance at 20.1%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Filecoin up 19% for the day, trading at $99. Quant up 17%, trading at $244. And Siacoin up 15%, trading at 2.5 cents. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 73 out of 100 in greed. Yesterday was a 72, last week a 72, and last month a 52, which is neutral. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Chainalysis CEO Michael Groninger says the fundamental changes in Ethereum are contributing to the growth of other crypto assets, particularly in one subsector. In a new interview with Bloomberg Technology, the head of the blockchain data platform explains that Ethereum has seen large price appreciation over the past few weeks, largely due to protocol changes and growth in the network, as well as the centralized finance. That's right, Ether is up approximately 25% in the past 7 days. Crazy, right? Basically, we see Bitcoin, we've seen Ethereum grow a lot over the last couple of weeks. And then about a month ago, we saw bigger platform changes to Ethereum. The network got stabilized and got better in various ways. So I think that facilitated more trust in Ethereum as a whole. And on top of that, we've seen the trend of DeFi that's been growing and growing, that's been pumping the interest in Ethereum. And Ethereum is then dragging along a lot of the other cryptocurrencies with it. And according to DeFi Pulse, 120 of the largest DeFi platforms reside on Ethereum, highlighting the correlation between the emerging crypto subsector and the leading smart contract protocol. As you can see right here on your screen, DeFi Pulse also shows that the total value locked in the decentralized finance space is currently at an all-time high, closing in on 100 $1 billion. And along with Chainalysis, Groninger is also the co-founder of the crypto exchange platform Kraken. The interviewer notes how Kraken CEO Jesse Powell sees a bullish future ahead for Bitcoin, predicting a breach past six figures before the end of the year. And when asked if Groninger shares Powell's same bullish sentiment about Bitcoin and the overall crypto market, he agrees and adds that $100,000 could just be a pit stop before pushing to even higher prices, quoting him here. I would say that for most of the cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum, the more stable ones, we're definitely seeing a trend where they grow, and sometimes they grow faster than others. Sometimes it's a bull market. Sometimes it's a bear market. In the bear market, a lot of interesting things were being built, and that basically facilitates a new bull market. So yes, I think we're still in a bull market. I think we can see above 100,000 by the end of the year. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this crypto analyst. So I would be bullish on that as well. Long term, yeah, I would probably usually say moon is the limit. We can probably go beyond $100,000 as well, so that we can see way higher prices for all of those assets. And to watch this entire interview between Bloomberg and the Chainalysis CEO, check the show notes below the video in the description. Before we dive deeper into a $100,000 Bitcoin price before the end of this year, as Bloomberg is predicting as well. In fact, their senior strategist calls Bitcoin a global reserve asset on its path to six figures. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 900 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, including Sundays, just like this, and help me get to 50,000 subs. You can also follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok, so be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's continue breaking down $100,000 by December of this year. As I shared earlier in that Bloomberg interview, we have Michael Groninger, who is standing by his $100,000 Bitcoin price prediction, along with the Kraken CEO, Jesse Powell. Now, other influencers predicting $100,000 are Kevin Wadsworth of Northstar, and Bad Charts, we have Jordan Belfort, also known as the Wolf of Wall Street. Blockstream CEO Adam Back and Florian Grums have made similar predictions. Even well-known Bitcoin critic and economist Peter Shifty also stated that the Bitcoin price could reach $100,000 or even $1 million per BTC. And Bloomberg analyst is also saying we are on track for six figures before the end of this year. We're talking about Mike McGlone. He doubled down for his six-figure Bitcoin price prediction, arguing that the firstborn crypto is well on its way to becoming a global reserve asset that complements the United States dollar. The September edition of Bloomberg's Crypto Outlook, which I covered in great detail in yesterday's episode, just FYI, if you missed it, be sure to check it out. $100,000 Bitcoin and $5,000 ETH is the path of least resistance after the two assets survived the more than 50% correction through the summer. And quoting the report right here, crypto assets appear to be in a revived and refreshed bull market with the 2H benefit of a steep discount from the previous highs at the start, wrote McGlone, referring to the second half of 2021. He said portfolios lacking BTC or ETH exposure are naked, as evidenced by the relative underperformance of gold and government bonds. Quoting him again here, portfolios of some combination of gold and bonds appear increasingly naked without some Bitcoin and Ethereum joining the mix. A macro risk-off decline is a primary threat for the crypto bull market. And I agree 100%. If you don't have Bitcoin and Ethereum in your portfolio, don't you feel a little naked? Now, while predictions for six-figure Bitcoin are nothing new, McGlone's long-term forecast puts Bitcoin near the center of the global financial system. We believe Bitcoin represents the digital future, McGlone said, after explaining that the dollar has advanced more than 300% against major peers since President Richard Nixon nixed the greenback's gold peg back in 1971. And he further explained, we foresee a future of Bitcoin, the digital reserve asset, complementing the dollar reserve currency. How high do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to climb if it were to become a reserve asset for the world? I mean, we can easily be talking about a $1 million Bitcoin price. My personal prediction is a $1 million BTC by 2025. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the live chat. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Cryptocurrencies gain legal status in Texas as the new law takes effect. That's right. Also in today's show, we discussed from $250 billion to $2.35 trillion. We took a look at the top 10 crypto market cap shifts over the past 2 years, as well as Ethereum dragging other crypto assets higher, according to Chainalysis CEO, who explained why, as well as the Bitcoin price skyrocketing to $100,000 by the end of this year, as well as Bloomberg predicting that Bitcoin will become the digital reserve asset. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? You can see we're pumping. Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Bring Facts wrote, I did the math on it. There's roughly 197 million square miles of Earth divided by 21 million puts the land equivalent of Bitcoin at one BTC at every 9.4 square miles. Now, if you want to do the math and figure out how much acreage that is, and then multiply that by an average cost per acreage to give you a rough idea of how much Bitcoin could cost, 6,016 acres, let's say at $3,000 per acre, that's over $18 million per BTC. Hey, I appreciate you breaking down that math. Bring facts. I got nothing but love for you. Thank you for your support. This next comment comes from Paul Spradberry, who wrote, great work, JV. First stop for crypto news. Well on course for $100,000 to $250,000 Bitcoin by year end. Alts could pump by an even bigger percentage. Buckle up. The coming months promise to be wild. That's right. Strap on your seatbelt and let's go to the moon. And the third and final comment is a simple one coming from Kim Okio, who wrote, Elon FUD puppet muskrat. Priceless. Well, I appreciate your support. So thank you for tuning in. And to be featured in tomorrow's episode, be sure to drop me a quick comment right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is BlockFi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit BlockFi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's BlockFi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?